The 12th meeting of the Holy Land Coordination Group concluded in Jerusalem yesterday. The group, which includes bishops from the UK, mainland Europe, and North America, issued a closing statement summarizing their visit, during which they met with church leaders, local Christian communities, as well as with Israeli and Palestinian political leaders. Philippa Hitchin traveled with the bishops and spoke before their departure from the Holy Land with the Archbishop of Edmonton, Canada, Richard Smith, about his impressions of the visit.
Well, perhaps the most striking impression was the first, because our visit began with travel to the Gaza Strip. And the purpose of it was entirely pastoral, and we went and we celebrated Mass with the local parishioners in the Latin parish there in Gaza. And they afforded us the opportunity to meet with them afterwards. And we were able to hear from them firsthand their particular needs. So they spoke about their struggles almost as being imprisoned within the Gaza Strip there because of the need for permits in order to leave the Strip and the practical inability to get those permits. They spoke about the high unemployment that's there, and it was very moving to hear from the elderly their deep, deep worry and concern for the youth and what their future is likely to be. And out of that experience of suffering came a rather strong cry to us to be in solidarity with them, to do what we can to advocate for them, and to be united with them in prayer. That's what launched the whole visit for me. And it's something that has really stayed with me throughout as we made our various official visits or saw different parts of the Holy Land. And I just kept hearing again and again within my own heart the cry from theirs. And you can't help but wonder what more can be done.
That's the next question, yeah. Isn't it? What can you do when you go back home? What can you do with the people in Canada, in your own diocese maybe and beyond, or with the government to try and push for a solution here?
Well, certainly as president of the conference, I chair a government relations public policy committee, and that will give me the opportunity to meet with certain high-level government officials within the Canadian federal government and begin to find out within the federal government system really who has responsibility for this particular desk, and to be able to sit down with them and say, this is the reality on the ground that we have seen. What are the ways in which we can advocate, not for any particular political solution, that's not the competence of the church, but advocate that they continue to encourage the Israeli, the Palestinian officials here to really come to a solution and to come to one quickly. And the need for an urgent solution arises from the suffering of the people. Do the elected officials, do the political leaders, do they really hear the cry of pain from the people on all sides? And that's what needs, seems to me, to be the motivation to find a resolution quickly. I think it's also important for us as bishops to encourage pilgrimages here to the Holy Land, to help our people grow in their own faith, of course, through visits to the holy sites, but also find ways in which they themselves are able to meet face-to-face with their suffering brother and sister Christians here in the Holy Land, so that that also will motivate their own prayer and possibly also their own political advocacy on their behalf. I think those would be the two immediate things that I think that we can be doing, and to find ways, even in between these visits, that we manifest to the people here in the Holy Land our abiding solidarity and communion with them.
You spoke very movingly comparing the excavation work that goes on here in Jerusalem with the need to dig down into people's consciences. Yep. Could you just explain that a little more for us?
Well, deep within each of us is an identity, a God-given identity, which means that deep within each one of us there's a dignity that nothing can take away. However, we tend to cover over our identities with pretense, with falsehoods, with illusions, and we need, by the power of God's grace, to excavate that out, if you will, and to bring to light the truth of our beauty, our unsurpassable dignity as the children of God. But as that comes to light, what also comes to light is our fundamental solidarity with all human beings. That solidarity also can be covered over with layers of hurt, pain, mutual recrimination, mistrust, oppression. Through the work of dialogue, through the work of meeting face to face with our brothers and sisters, to hear their pain and to recognize that at a deep, deep level, that pain is shared by all. Many and all sides here have been hurt by the different painful things that have happened. But the more we're able to open ourselves, excavate ourselves, if I can put it that way, to the reality of the other, and in that discover again a shared pain, a shared experience, and deepest of all, a shared humanity, it seems to me that that has to be the bedrock of finding a permanent, lasting solution here. The Pope, in his address to the Diplomatic Corps, spoke of what the Holy See aims to achieve in all of its diplomatic relations, and that is to work towards the establishment of ordered, reconciled societies. More than anywhere else, perhaps, we need a reconciled society here. But that means, first of all, acknowledging the truth of our own humanity, our weaknesses, our faults, the mistakes that have happened on all sides. To acknowledge that, to seek forgiveness for that in all humility, and to reach out to be able to forgive the other. If we can come to that point here in the Middle East, then I think we're on the path to an ordered, reconciled society. And it's only when we get to that point that we can speak of lasting stability and peace here.
So that remains very much the role of the churches, though they are so small, the Christian churches here, they have a huge role to play precisely in this regard.
Well, I think that's the specific Christian contribution. When you go around here in the Jerusalem area, you can't help but see the wall. And the wall cannot fail but to make a Christian very sick at heart, because we're the followers of the one who by his dying and rising broke down the wall of hostility that separated the peoples. And when we see that rising again, literally, that can't help but bring pain. But it also deepens our own motivation to preach the gospel, which is to preach truth, to preach love, to preach forgiveness, to preach reconciliation. To preach the removal of the walls, of the barriers, both literal and figurative, that separate the peoples. And that, yes, that is our decisive contribution. It's a command, a mandate that comes from the Lord himself. And we need to continue to find ways to preach reconciliation, forgiveness, and peace here in the Holy Land.